Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
This pre-record, and for those of you that were hearing it live, to our show, we are delighted to have you, and we're going to be answering your questions during the next hour. And they come from all over the world and range through many different topics. The first one that we're going to be answering is from Alexandra from Nova Scotia, Canada. She says, with all of the increased UFO activity going on, is there a sense of when most of humanity will know for a fact that we do have a star family? Also, when do you think humans will begin to interact with our galactic extended family? Alexandra, there is a very good reason why currently humanity is allowed to stay in isolation from its star families, shall we say. There has been a very infantile, and we discussed this, I believe, 2 weeks ago, so two sessions ago, the infantile way in which we look at the hidden realms, at beings from the inner Earth, at beings that come from other star galaxies. And until we spiritually mature, it is a very bad idea for us to be exposed to something that we hero worship when, in fact, the star races originated from man. This is becoming more and more known because the infinite has given the pedigree of the star races to libraries all over different galaxies throughout the cosmos. And so this is becoming better known. So there is an increase in UFO activity. That is true, because all of a sudden they realize we are their elders. Unfortunately, we do not realize that we are their elders. And so what we do is that we think they are more spiritual, they are more enlightened, they are more smart, they are more clever, they are more technologically advanced. Well, that one often is the case. Or their psychic gifts make them necessarily impeccable. If we are exposed to them now, the education of man in the vital, vital role that they have played with the Earth as the cradle of civilization, is going to be put backwards light years, because all of a sudden man is going to feel very, very inferior, not understanding that they have carried this cosmic ascension on their shoulders. It is for this reason that they are not here. How long will it take for man to reach spiritual maturity? My brothers and sisters, I don't know that, because that's one of the very primary purposes of what the work is that I give. It's to create self-responsibility, godhood amongst men, ascended masters in the flesh, and spiritual maturity. Yet, you know, I don't want to name names, but let's take other spiritual leaders, maybe from other parts of the world, you know, that are world-renowned. What are they teaching? To be a follower. Listen to the Bible. Be a good follower. Truth is found everywhere. The most profound truth can come from the greatest fool sitting in a drunken state on the corner of the highway. We absolutely cannot continue to be kept in an infantile state of follow the Bible, do good to others, and this is the end of the story, because there is no such thing as relationship. If we realize that to injure another is to injure ourselves, to do good to another is to do good to ourselves, it takes on a whole different meaning, but it at least puts us in maturity. It is safe and cozy and comfy to follow rather than become a leader. And the leader isn't for others, it's for self. The new government on earth that must come in as a sacred government will be done through self-government. It is part of the course that is being offered by the Institute of Applied Mysticism that we are putting together. I've already written the course. It's being typed, and then the video tapings are being done and the audio tapings and everything. That is complete for the first month at least, and I will have to do the rest when I come back from Malaysia. But it is designed for a group of men and women that say, I am not a follower. I won't keep following somebody around and around a fishbowl, and if they're trying to lead me there, their agenda is not good. There has been a time that I've said, listen, there's a teacher for everybody. The base of the pyramid will go to somebody that says, here's how you do this and here's how you do that. The tippy top of the pyramid is going to say, this is how you create truth rather than follow it. But at the end of the day, we have to bestir ourselves. This is no longer true. The pyramid is folding into a single point. And that point is the null point, where we live in such impeccable oneness with the infinite that we cancel out all illusion around us. Everything within us that is separate becomes one. The sub-personalities become one. This is our next step. We need to take it, or we will think that these star beings who are flocking to Earth to learn from us are our teachers, and it will be a major setback, not only for humanity, but actually for the cosmos. The problem is that the work that I do, things like the thoughts that you are discussing on the forums that are beyond where people have even thought, it doesn't spread easily. It doesn't spread by itself. We need to say the right thing to the right person at the right time. What we're designing to assist you. Because if man doesn't reach its maturity within a year, within 10 years, no, there will be no contact with UFO interaction with other star brothers, except for the odd person here or there. But en masse, we first have to stand up and take the self-responsibility. Otherwise, instead of following somebody around somewhere else on the world who has a lot to say and people have said they've seen miracles or this or that, instead of following now somebody new, we will now just start following the star beings. This tendency to follow is part of the base of the pyramid, but the pyramid has to collapse into the null point. Earth has to become that which cancels out the illusion of all other races. They are our children, and they came from us. The pedigree of those races is in part given in a book that will be produced within a month or two called The Realms of Innocence. This book has been over a year in the making. It is the information of all 130 of the hidden libraries. The setbacks it has had have been extraordinary. Last night, I was dealing with yet another setback. Its original art has been scattered in three different places. For me, I had 18 inches of paperwork to go through to find the original pieces of art that was dumped back after an employee left our employee. And this is what I had to do yesterday. My brothers and sisters, this book gives man so much information of why they are the elders of the cosmos. And it gives much, much in the form of techniques of changing the world to a better place through bringing blessings to people's doorstep so they can grow up and gain the spiritual maturity. And, you know, I'm hoping the setbacks are finally done. And this book should be typeset within a few weeks. It should be available. And it's The Realms of Innocence. Really an exquisite book of the secrets of these libraries. So that, my beloved Alexandra, is why. And the question when is when will we reach maturity so that we don't think spiritual gifts equate with impeccability, nor advanced technology with necessarily the effortless knowing that is required of a true being in mastery. The reason they are coming to us is because we have more gods walking among us. We have more ascended masters happening every day than on most planetary systems put together. It's here where things are happening, and that's why they're coming here. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Windows into Eternity. Revelations of the Mother Goddess is now available from Almi. This book provides unparalleled insight into ancient mysteries. Almi, an internationally recognized mystic and teacher, reveals the hidden laws of existence, transcending reason, delivering visionary expansion. This metaphysical masterpiece explores the origins of life as recorded in the holy libraries. The release of information from these ancient libraries is a priceless gift to humankind. The illusions found in the building blocks of existence are exposed, as are the purposes of creation. To receive your copy of Windows into Eternity, Revelations of the Mother Goddess, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
Welcome back, and we're going to go next to an interesting question from Kostas from Greece. In reply to a post from one of our brothers in the School of Arcana forum, and for those of you, by the way, who are not familiar with this, schoolofarcana.org is where you go to join a forum about the teachings that I give. We have two forums, and the other one is about personal dreams, anything to do with personal relationships, your personal life. And it is hosted by our brother Simon K. Hinde, who is our facilitator for the magnificent Toronto pod that he has put up for many years. And then the other one is done by Hong An, an oracle, and also one of what we call the A-team, one of the independent contractors that work with us. And so this is where they discuss these teachings. And so he says that one of the brothers reminded me that we don't have soul groups anymore. I would like to ask, isn't there a relation today between the great diversity of people around us and soul groups? And don't we carry characteristics from soul groups within our being? What about Belvas Patah Level 1, which is supposed to connect us to the soul group we represent? Is this still happening? Well done, Kostas. You have picked up a contradiction. So let us discuss the contradiction for a moment, and I'll explain what I mean by that. We were created in stair-step linear fashion. And first 144 were made who are called the Ancient Ones, the gods and goddesses of Akawapanti, human gods that are beneficial. Then we had a subgroup of gods made. Then we have another group of gods that were made and masters. And then initially, you know, those groups were made, and then we got to humankind. And I would suspect, though I don't know, that it also was made in layers. From this, the hidden kingdoms came, as well as the star races, which is why it's so important for us to realize that it is from humanity that all life began. This is not just something that I have heard once or twice being said by the infinite, but it's in multiple of our hidden and sacred libraries, translations and glyphs that I have made. It is in multiple of the transmissions we've received from the hidden kingdoms. And also, it is in multiple interactions that I used to have. I haven't had that many with them for many years because it hasn't been relevant to my past. But, for instance, I had a man and a woman from the Andromedan star system that was with me for several months and went with me from class to class, and some people could see them, but they would feed me information on certain things as I would, when I put my finger to my forehead, they would fill in the gaps for me. So I have not been around them that much. But those are, if you will, soul groups that were created also. Some of us come from the very first soul groups and have visited some of the other planets. We have picked up some of their qualities and characteristics. We have then come back to Earth, so we identify with some soul groups from other planets. But man has been, along with all other beings, recreated because there was a huge cycle called the dream cycle that we came out of. Now, two shows ago, we answered Niels from Holland's question about the difference between the dream and the difference also between cycles of illusion and so on. So if you want to do further research on this, go over there. It's possibly in the archives by the time this show airs. So, but at the same time, everything was remade, and everything was remade at once. This is so there isn't linear creation, because anything that's linear is part of an illusion. In the dream, we had these groups. Now, and they were more groups that were created simultaneously. There was another thing that created soul groups in the dream, and we're going to show you how there's a yes and a no to this answer, Kostas. But in the dream, we had soul groups that had agreed to solve specific unidentifiable things that we couldn't understand. Example, the infinite had never encountered anything like suffering before. But it had a dream about suffering. Those are the cycles in which we were engaged in the fall. So suffering is not real because it was part of the dream. The dream isn't real. Like, for example, I just recently pointed this out to the Tampo workshop. If you dream of a baker baking cookies, who is really baking the cookies? Can the baker boast of his accomplishments when he too is part of the dreamer's dream? No. So this is an important point to look at, that the past really never happened. It was the infinite's dream. Then we can let go of all the wrongs we think we suffered or all the suffering we thought we had. But during that dream, it was so that we were trying to understand what we were by looking at that which we were not. And so there were different things that were being explored by groups of beings that would incarnate together and mirror things to each other. For instance, suffering. Suffering plus saving might equal enabling. suffering plus assistance to change perception equals the dissolving of the illusion of suffering. These are equations that are an example of how soul groups would solve it. One would provide suffering, the other one would get it, the other one would save. See, they do it in clusters together. And they would go lifetime to lifetime until the insights had been gained. And in August of 2006, this closed. Growth no longer needed to look at that which it's not in order to grow. But that also created soul groups, and we have memories of people that we have gone through all of this, but the memories itself are unreal if there is no past and it was only a dream. But you're quite right. What about soul groups? And Bhavaspatala level one, it connects us to the soul group we represent. It is voluntary, Costas, instead of part of a history. The soul group we represent is voluntary. And the voluntary part of it goes like this. In Bhavaspatala, and I gave this example to Mark from Belgium, not the last recording, but the one before. In Bhavaspatala, or as we go through transfiguration, we lift up soul groups. And as we lift up the soul groups, we get to the place where we're doing it by proxy for others. In Bhavaspatala, if you just think for the moment that you could be a person that is not liking their job, but you feel like you've tried to apply for other jobs, haven't gotten it yet, so you feel really stifled from living to the full potential of what you are and want to express. Let's say that is a scenario in your life. As you view the Bhavaspatala, you voluntarily have gone through those experiences so that you can hook in to another group that is exactly experiencing the same things. As you go through your initiations, as you do your healings, they too are healed. And so it is a voluntary connection that we make. There's language pouring into my ear. Ivach kavahiye ishna masuchna asa. Pichyach kuno chukoye. Ikiteese ishnach sava. Pichini iyah acha us mihikeh kene. Ahach kayai eshesu sacha vaha. Ich kunach ava. Eche tech nasu a. Nishpa kini icha. Useche. Ichki a une, ichi isai, sachkuta nishpa kanai, ichi akuna avach. Well, I hope I can remember all of this. Let me just start from the beginning. During the past weeks, light workers have experienced very hard times. It has felt as though they are carrying a large stone up a mountain. There is a reason for this. As you have pointed out, the ascension has been like a spiral, a Fibonacci spiral, which is mathematical, from the base of a three-sided pyramid, which represents the three stages of change, to the tip, where everything comes to a single point. That is the point of null point. The major pillars of my temple, the light workers of the earth, have been taking larger and larger and larger soul groups on their shoulders to collapse those stragglers who are still making their way up the spiral into the tip of the pyramid, which is the point. Eshetach uchna eche. Isaiche vechkava. Belvas pata mishte inach unash hesit ikiyema ukunush. To do Belvas pata has become infinitely more important than it was before. It is being done for larger and larger soul groups. Shehtach nusa eshve ikia inach u akie vishba aska. Ikina uchach eseve eche. If you place the spiral of cosmic ascension in the pyramid, you will find that the tip of that spiral is going virtually straight up. Not only are the leaders of spiritual ascension for the cosmos in that straight upward section, but they are attempting to pull the bottom of the spiral up with them. That is why it has been so hard on light workers during these past weeks. Shichta usia kienich ekiach vaskava chaka une ekia mihikiach kunush esechtikias nasa echekias na ukukamas. Isete mishata nuxuyekive ikianas ushbava. It is not an accident that this question is being answered today, for it is the end of the soul groups of tribes, bands, nations, and races. Echek yaka kunech veskava. Let all identification and programs from those groups be removed at this time from existing anywhere within individuated life. Shechtach nusai mishperka Ishkai Sava Kite Enesh. The Infinite is instructing me to start writing a book today, which pertains to the reason for the existence of various groups of beings on Earth. Various nations, tribes, and races. Kikayineshech dasu, ishech ta bineshkiata kikine ikiyakunush. I will give you the information that you may understand that each of these have carried a specific insight of that which I am, that it needs to be accessed and made available to all, that tribalism and nationalism may cease forever. Ki ach nasarai, ishach tusa. This occurs throughout all life. This is the moment. Neshtech usahva ekyevesh kavai. Nuchtasa techkia una. The Infinite is saying, although today I start my journey to what is called the Sacred Heart, which is Malaysia, I must have started the book by the time I go to sleep tonight for it to be part of this great work. Nechsa Eshkeve, let the gems of truth be released. Chikya Nasuki Kite, Inahva Ushkavai, release those gifts on earth, and the hidden realms races shall fully release theirs also. Eshbech Paska Kite Inich, that's why today, in your vision and with your ears, you communicated with a dwarf that showed you a new gem that has been created by the dwarf kingdom. It holds within its sacred heart a truth of what I am. Mishpeteti kiana ushu sach ama kenesh. Let's take a quick commercial break.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled, Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016. Almeen continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the interrelationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
My brothers and sisters, there was another tailpiece that happened during the commercial break that I need to share with you, and I've written it down as best I can, where the infinite is saying that we are in the joining of that which has been made separate back into oneness. This is what we are engaged in on a planetary level and within the cosmos. It is also so that when the gifts are not recognized of that which is a separate piece, oneness cannot be achieved, for there are no accidents, and when something is separated, it is for the sake of multiplying benefits or delights, was the actual word used by the infinite. In other words, what is being said here is that, we keep trying to pull things together into oneness, but they do not go back into oneness unless you realize why they were separate in the first place. And in each instance, it is the multiplying of gifts. You know, this is so interesting because Arenike from the Netherlands on our last show had asked the question about the path between the dark and the light, and not knowing fully what she is talking about, I described multiple ways in which that could be answered in case, you know, one of them was the correct way. But I did say that it's coming information, and here it is, 2 hours later in my pre-records, coming information as to why different, you know, why the separation formed, why dark shadows formed versus light, why dark light cosmoses and white light cosmoses formed, and that we will know soon enough. This is our next step to understanding this. Now, the fascinating thing is, in last week's show, we had Richard from Texas asking about identical twins. And the reason that was given for why there are identical twins is that it is one being that decides to multiply its gifts and its opportunities for learning and growth and delight by splitting into two. And here we are seeing that the tribes, the races, etc., have split individually so that extra gifts can be gained from this splitting. Each one has gained profound lessons. And the profound lessons that have been gained have come together, need to be, the tribe can't be united into one tribe, which is what humanity needs to become before we start interacting with star beings. You know, Alexandra from Nova Scotia had asked that. When are we going to have contact with them? And one of the answers was when you have spiritual maturity. This is the second reason. We have to see the tribe of man, the rainbow tribe, as indigenous peoples call the tribe of man. We have to see it as one above all else. Otherwise, star beings can come in and divide one race against another, one country against another, instead of us standing as one tribe, strong in the knowingness that we are that cradle of civilization. The creation of the one tribe of man cannot take place until the gifts from the different beings have been collected. Only then will we become one tribe. When that is done, this is part of what I wrote during the break, when that is done, it will automatically create a similar experience in the hidden realms. When that is done, it will automatically create a similar experiences throughout all star races everywhere, where we become the tribe of the cosmos versus a Pleiadian and a Gaian or whatever, one tribe, the tribe of individuated life of the cosmos. So this is an enormous insight for me, and another book. Who knows, maybe more than one book. So my brothers and sisters, and I say that because when I started to receive the information from the angels, all the infinite told me is to commission an angel cover, and I didn't know it was going to be a trilogy. Over 1,000 pages later, there we go. We've got a trilogy of angelic books currently being typed and typeset and so forth. The first one, The Gift of the Angels for Humanity, it's just phenomenal, and it will soon be out. We are typesetting it. We're doing the final corrections. I would say, hope Hong An doesn't string me up on my pinky toes for this one, but I think within 10 days to 2 weeks, The Gift of the Angels will be available, and it will possibly be available electronically within a week. Now, I'm kind of sticking my neck out, and we are now in the beginning of June with this pre-record. Let's take a look further at a question that has come in from Kristen from San Francisco. I understand that we are more than our ego identification. However, it feels like my growth towards being more expansive, my growth towards ascension is blocked by undigested repressed emotions of rage, sadness, abandonment, and terror of betrayal. Many of your shows have remarked that the universe has been recreated, and we don't have to experience any of these if we don't want to. But that decision has not made the difference for me. My dreams still indicate these are things that must be addressed in me. How do I resolve these in my daily practice? Well, Kristen, first of all, I need to tell you that I make myself wrong almost on a daily basis, and that is the result of living at the cutting edge where, you know, that pivot point where all of life pivots. We, as masters, are not going to say the same thing a month later that we said before. It's going to change, and we need to know why it's changing, which is why I have created the AlmeenDiary.com that I can share things with you on. So the next thing that I want to just say, I had said that we've been remade, those things just shouldn't exist anymore. That was the highest truth, and you know, I knew at the time that this may change, but even as I said it, if I am wrong 1,000 times, I don't want to miss saying it 1,001, because if I then, through my faithlessness, miss that boat, I don't ever want that to happen. I am happy to be proven wrong. All I can give is the highest truth each day. So I want to explain that in advance, and then I'm going to tell you why it hasn't changed. Let's take our quick commercial break, and when we get back, we'll dive into that one, Kristen. Thank you. That's an excellent question.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almeen's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Elvispada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life and provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back, and we're going to explain Kristen from San Francisco's answer to what she was asking. Kristen, the secret has lain in the electromagnetic particles of life. The electromagnetic particles have been, well, that's one of the major problems, but they have been like sawdust, and we have been like in the arena of a circus. I don't mean to be demeaning the way life has gone, but going round and round on our horse in the circus arena, and the sawdust that the horse is running on, except in our case, it's running through, has been the electromagnetic particles. Now, multiple times, the infinite has, in fact, during the closure of cycles that we have been through over the last years, has declared that electromagnetic particles need to be gone altogether. They have been cleansed, they have been purified, they have been banished, and yet they have still been there. The reason for this is because we have not fully understood the benefit that they bring. Now, they started out being like a wobbly cross. This is now at the sub-quantum physics level, like a little wobbly cross. Then the infinite said, well, that must be the problem. The horizontal little waveform was the magnetic portion that, like a magnetic tape, carries the memory. The vertical one is the electrical component that interprets this memory. And you see, even though you may do tremendous self-work on rage and sadness and abandonment and all of that, you may still end up with electromagnetic particles in your environment that contain that memory of those obsolete, shall we call it, emotions. Why? Because the vertical component is made of light and the horizontal component is made of frequency. Opposite light and frequency attracts. So let's say that you do self-work, or let's say that you've been remade and you are able to actually overcome these in being remade by the infinite being in the twinkling of an eye. If there are still electromagnetic particles containing that which is now opposite to what you have overcome, they will be drawn to your environment. In Belvas Bata, our healing modality, and on our website, you know, you can certainly read about this issue of opposite light and frequency attracting and the ramifications of it. So you would attract back that which you've overcome because it's opposite. They are a major contributor to the fact that light workers feel like they keep doing self-work and they just feel like they keep slipping down. Now, the horse going round and round in the arena. Understand that this arena isn't a flat surface. It's actually a loop of a spiral that the horse has ridden from below up and up through passages, and finally he's up in the arena. So it's a spiral. It was recently understood that individual descensions was deliberately engineered by using these electromagnetic particles. If the horse is riding and he goes, phew, I'm so happy, I've done all this self-work, I've gone up the spiral and up the spiral, and finally I'm in the limelight here in this arena. What happens if you make a hole in front of the horse, in the fabric from which the arena is made? You know where the horse is going to go because it's predictable. You are not on that circle. You are standing on the rim of the arena. You can make a hole right in front of the horse. If the horse falls through one level of spiral, even two, if you engineer it properly. And And now the horse has to do the spiral all over again to get back to the arena. And just when it looks like that horse is going to fly, another hole is engineered and they fall back down again. The fabric from which the arena has been made has been the electromagnetic particles. A solution to get created and individuated life out of those particles as their screen that they're on, their arena that they're doing life on, hasn't yet worked. And this is why, you know, Niels had asked from Netherlands 2 weeks ago why we keep doing these cycles. We haven't been able to get rid of the electromagnetic particles because we have not fully understood the gifts that they bring. Things don't just disappear because they didn't just appear. We have to get the gifts that everything brings, and then they can move away. Now, this takes some teachings that we have been given over the last years, in fact, to a whole new level. The teachings that we have been given is that if you want to change your environment, you change yourself. That is a gift. For example, let's say that there is conflict in your environment, and the conflict is between your spouse and your child. Well, that's possibly because in your inner life, your inner child is absolutely out of control because there is no fun, there is no spontaneity, there is no play, and there is no time for just beingness. It is possibly furious with the spouse, whether it's the nurturer or the warrior dictating its pace. There's inner conflict. You fix that inside and suddenly your home life clears up. This is what we've been doing. What this information is saying to us is that, and it builds on what happened earlier in the show when we suddenly received this information about the tribes and the races from the infinite, that you must get the gifts that they bring before you just heal them. Otherwise, it doesn't stay healed. In other words, healed meaning putting that which is in duality back into oneness. It won't stay in oneness unless you saw why it is in duality in the first place. We have been given the task of, as being the major way showers of the cosmos, of bringing oneness to our lives. If there are illusions that persist, and for those of you that have not done so, my brothers and sisters, I highly recommend that you go to my free diary. You can go there anytime you want, to almindiary.com, and see the illuminations of the gods. Take a look at them and you will see how nothing in our life of shape and time and space and, you know, the structure that we think we have, that we revere, hardly anything is for real. All of it is a structure made by an illusional tool, mind. When we start arguing it away, not arguing it, let's start seeing it differently, and we start living it, take a look at it. There's just glimpses, the actual full body of information. There's 144 illuminations. Then there's 144, and the illuminations remove illusions. Then there's an additional 144 truths that replace them. And if we find that there is an illusion that sticks in our life, it's because it's trying to give us its gift. It won't leave until it can. The tribes of man will not become one until their gifts are acknowledged. And their gifts are deeply mystical, because these root races have existed from the very beginning of the creation of man. They represent the seven layers of white light that this whole cosmos has been created from in the past. So I unfortunately have to come to a close today. Please take a look at our beautiful Belle Hospital site. There are every week there's a new product that comes on there. Our beautiful sister Hong An has worked very hard on that. And also we have some new products on our storefront. And one of it is the creation from source of a mandala for you, an original piece of artwork that's done by the Ariko Ifa. And it is done only for you. The original is sent to you, and it is for your life. And I've explained on there how they work. And so this is either on today or it will be within a day or so. I know I gave the information a few days ago to Hong An. So check out our shops. We've got two storefronts. One's on spiritualjourneys.com and the other one's on schoolofarcana.org. So take a look at them and also at our Belle Hospital site, because there's beautiful, beautiful products such as the creation of the reproductive systems, the awakening of its oracle abilities, and so on. It creates basically a seer stone within the human body. Fascinating information. Thank you for joining me for this hour, and so appreciate that you follow this journey with me. Much love always.
After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Almin experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book had been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master and in addition continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nagual and seer, Almin's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the Heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the Heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Almin's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Almin. Please join us again next week.